It's been 7 weeks since Casey Anthony was found not guilty of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. A double murder suspect in Los Angeles, shot, wounded, captured by police. Brent Zubek shared a home with a couple whose decomposing bodies were found in a trash bin. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, August the 27th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And I see the chat room is starting to sign up here right now. Always joined by Bad Bob.
Greetings and a happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You know what? It's a great day. I mean, we had a lot of driving over the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. But 17 hours of driving when it gets right down to it. And but speaking of somebody, if you're going to drive 17 hours, I can't think of anybody else to be with. But
and you let me drive most of the time. Good morning.
Most of the time. You drove almost all the time. I sat in the back seat and listened to Linda and her girlfriend talk.
No, it's really cool because we have a GPS and we're trying to figure it out.
17 hours.
It's a great way to... I love road trips. I have no problem with driving. But good morning, in case you're just tuning in. Of course, it is the 22nd.
7th.
You're kidding me.
No. August 27th.
22nd.
22nd, sir.
Did I say the 27th?
Yeah, you've been correcting me twice, been telling me.
You know
this
what? You should correct me because that's what I said. I said the 27th.
No, it's the 22nd. And good morning, anyway. 60 degrees.
You're ready to shoot the month already, sir?
No.
Are we back already?
Yeah. No. Okay. So anyway, we did have a great time. We drove to Tehachapi. Many of you were wondering what isn't Tehachapi. Well, my uncle has my uncle and aunt who live in L.A. Bought this property and developed it probably, 30 years ago.
About
27
years.
Years ago, something like that.
They put their house on it.
And they thought that they would possibly retire out there, but you know, other things have kept them into the West Hills area. So anyway, we had cousins, or second cousins, my dad's cousins, who came, who had never met some of the other cousins, and drove in through Denver. One of the women used to manage that hotel that you know about, not the Monument Valley.
Monument Valley, the one at Goulding.
Surely.
The one in where they filmed all the John Ford movies
and
in Monument Valley. And they had John Wayne, John Ford, all the big stars stayed at this place.
And Art, her husband, was with a police department in Denver, Colorado. And so his grandfather, which would be my great-grandfather, was the sheriff of Cortez. So this is wonderful history. And then one of the cousins is a dinosaur. She works at the museum, and she's on the dinosaur digs and saying that she just left a dig, and what we're going to see is just going to be mind-blowing. And it's like
what... It's in Wyoming.
Okay. Go ahead. Fill in the blanks.
What I was just going to say is that she was on that dig that found the... found the world's largest mastodon. It was 14 feet at the shoulder and all that, but she was on that dig.
And so she said when she got back that they were going to turn it, and that underneath the rock, as they were excavating, underneath the rock is another part of the body. They said it's probably in its purest condition.
It's a big finds down there. They're really into it. In fact, their friends are the ones that found T-Rex Sue, the one that changed how people believed how the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So it's fascinating. You need to check out your lineage because, you know, there's a lot of education about our country and those who immigrated and how they got here. And it's just I could become a daughter of the American Revolution because all the paperwork's been done. So I think, what was it, that I've got a great-great-great who was Sterling Price, who worked a general. He was a general, but he worked under... George Washington at one point. No,
there was a logistician that did that. And
right.
He went and worked for General Washington. Sterling Price was a Civil War general that was in your family.
Right. So some people may think that's good or whatever, but I just thought it was fascinating.
But the whole thing was getting together for the for the family, and they kind of trace back the family tree, which they did.
So we'd love to hear about what happened for you this weekend. And our temperature looks like we're going to go up to 96 today, soaring into the hot part of the day. Mostly clear tonight with 63. Our week ahead of us again. According to the forecast, we have nothing that's going into triple digits. Is this the most spectacular summer? It's just fabulous. We're going to have to take a break, or do we want to go to the phone
first? Let's go to the phone
first. All right. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Let's hear about you.
Well, one thing, we just want to tell the public that watch out for, be nice to us cab drivers, because one of our guys got maced on Friday nights by some people.
Maced by, can you kind of give us a little bit of a description on how that happened?
Yes, the same guy who was stabbed and beaten with bats about 3 weeks ago. And so he's had a really rotten run.
Whoa.
The same guy got stabbed, got maced? It was just by somebody that was trying to get away from pain or just...
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He went down to Anderson to get him, and then he got maced down there. They haven't given me the exact details on the subject, but he's just had a rotten run of luck. I mean, he's just killing up in the last attack. So, anyway,
that's
people,
terrible.
We're just trying to make a living. Be nice to us, please.
That's it. That's part of the whole mechanics of moving.
It's not easy.
Well, Jay, thanks for the warning, and you know what? Have a great week. Call us and...
Well, actually, if you don't mind, I have one other thing I wanted to comment on.
Okay.
Sure.
You were talking about genealogy.
For
my senior project in high school, I did mine.
Really?
And I'm German on my father's side and Irish Scot on my mother's side. And they settled in Carolina and Virginia, and I'm distantly related to Presidents Jackson and Buchanan.
Distant related.
And the family was scattered after the war because the Yankees burned us out.
Oh.
In fact, one of my ancestors marched through the Union camp, pulled off General Sherman, got her stuff back, and saved the lives of all of my rebel ancestors who were hiding in the attic.
Oh, well, aren't those rich stories? It makes you know, here's part of your lineage, your blood, part of your blood that happened through the downline or the upline or whatever. It's just fascinating. It's really, the history is fascinating.
It's neat stuff. I would encourage anybody to get into it. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that, Jay. We'll have to do a whole show on that.
Okay, Jay, thank you very much.
All right.
I think we're going to do that. Hey, before we take a break, let's go to Josh Wiley for a moment.
Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures have suggested a positive open, as after an absence of negative headlines over the weekend caused investors to take a second look at equity valuations. The Dow fell 4% last week and is down 11% since the beginning of August. And the S&P 500 has fallen 18% from an almost three-year high on April 29th. European markets rebounded overnight, led by shares of banks and oil producers. Currently, the Dow's up 117 points at 10,935, while the NASDAQ is up 27 at 2,369, and the S&P is up 11 at 1,135. Oil's up $1.69 a barrel at $83.95, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold is up $22.40 this morning at $1,874, while silver is up 81 cents at $43.28. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's up 41 cents at $63.56. Intel is up 27 cents at 1947, while Citigroup is up 27 pennies at 2706. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We always, you know, we really enjoy these updates. And look, silver's $43. Gold's going up again. Oil, even though we're going to talk about this Gaddafi in Libya, looks like he's out of there, and oil should start flowing again from them. They provide 2% of all the oil resources, or the oil taken and put on the market. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. break here. My gosh, we're really running late. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 on your dial. We love it. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We love you, Chat Packers. Yeah, it was really fun. We passed out cards this weekend to relatives that live in Denver and live in different places in the country and told them, you know what? You can get online. Your voice matters. Yeah. We want to hear what you think.
You know, we've got right now, you know, J.R.D. Smiles, Phil Smith, not that Phil Smith, Angel, gosh, let me see, Sharon, and Big Brad, and a bunch of others. Anyway, so good morning, Chat Pack. And you're saying I was lucky to be 14 hours in the back seat. Bye-bye. Well, you know, we have a Jeep. Our Jeep.
Boy, that
Grand
was
Cherokee.
Great.
And I tell you what, this is
nice drive.
They're not the same Jeeps that I used to own.
We broke it in.
And yes, I did. I had a DVR player. I put in the back seat with me and put on the headphones, so I just didn't quite have to listen to everything that was
Westerns.
Going on.
So, no, you don't have watching. OnStar because that's a GM thing. Is there anything equivalent in that the Jeep is offering?
Oh no, we can. It would tell us. Man. You know, you go on to the navigation system, and it will tell you where the cheapest gas is. It'll tell you. It's constantly re-upping the time. While you're traveling, because as you slow down for reasons, or if there are road closures or something going on, it tells you, and it tells you take this exit. And
you take that advice with a grain of salt.
Well,
though.
You know what? But it worked each time.
You can click on, and it'll say it's rerouting you due to road construction, and then you can click on where it is, and it'll tell you Highway 44, Highway 299, an overturned vehicle, Highway 299, road closure down to one lane. So we did reroute. We went from 5 over to 99 earlier than we would have when it went down to one lane. Thank God for that. So that is really a. I think it's a big safety feature and a time feature.
But you're right too. You've got to also be kind of paying attention because, like the commercial, it has, tells somebody it's driving, turn right now, and you turn right into a one way street and you're in a major wreck, and it goes, yeah, that's just something we insurance companies do for you, right?
Keep a positive balance on your reality check.
Hey, what happened today?
Well, on this day in history, it's interesting because, you know, the boys get these front page things that are very interesting. And today is, where in the world is Mona Lisa Day? It seems that Leonardo da Vinci's painting Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris on this night in 1911. Those who visited the Louvre started at the blank space in the wall where the world's most famous painting had hung. One could almost believe that they could see the painting of the woman with the, of course, famous smile. After all, it had hung in the same spot for over a century and had been a part of the French art collection for over 400 years. Even though Da Vinci, who had painted the masterpiece at the beginning of the 16th century, practiced his art in Florence, Italy. Was the theft the work of a madman or a professional thief? Couldn't sell the world's most famous painting, though, so it must have been someone who had lost their mental faculties. Or was it? Of course, it's a great mystery. In little over 2 weeks' time, the French police arrested Gothic poet Guillaume Apollinaire, who was charged with receipt of stolen property. But the space on the wall of the Louvre remained empty for at least 2 more years. Then, on December 13th, 1913, Mona Lisa was found undamaged in the city of its origin. It had seemed that another Florence artist, this one of the 20th century, don't ask me to pronounce it because Lou White is in the house and it's very Italian, had been arrested for stealing the painting. Sorry. Vincenzo allegedly tried to sell the painting to an antique dealer. Okay. Who's home? Knock, knock. Who's there? Okay, so I guess he didn't realize that the stories that said no one would buy the stolen Mona Lisa was true. Anyway, that's what happened on this day in history, and there's a lot of other stuff, too. But, you know, we just love the Mona Lisa. You've seen it in person. Because you've seen it in the Louvre.
I've never been to the Louvre. I've never gone to France. I think of going to France kind of like going to San Francisco.
Oh, dear.
I mean, if I have to.
Oh, dear.
My dad had a walking tour of France.
If
he landed at Normandy and fought his way through there.
Well, it's okay, wonderful art history.
All right.
And that's all I'm saying.
Let's get back on track with the break. And then we've got a French Gulch coming up. But first, we want to catch up on kind of some of the things going on. You know, Social Security Disability Fund is really in trouble. Maxine Waters has said a few things about the people that are in the Tea Party. And, of course, Gaddafi and the impact that's going to have. Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Every year, millions of lives are affected by breast cancer. And every year, the American Cancer Society fights back. Help us by participating in our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. Your fundraising support helps provide comfort and hope and will ultimately save lives. Together, we're making strides toward a world with more birthdays.
Sponsored by MD Imaging and this station, AM 1460 KCNR.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness of Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the State Fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. 7:24 in the morning, August the 22nd, not the 27th. I had no idea what I was talking about before, but I was looking down at the paper, and I thought if it was on the record search, that's right.
No, they had the right date. It was just I was looking at it without glasses, and it was early in the morning, and there's all other reasons. Anyway. Hey,
it's Monday. Are you ready?
Well,
are
you, no,
are
I am.
You paying attention now?
There is, and you know, there's just a lot of things to talk about. But our you know, but mainly we need to talk about is what's happening in French Gulch.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Kathleen and Lou White.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Okay, so you guys are the creators, the launchers of this new event, brand new, smackin' new event that is going on at French Gulch. Tell us all about it. Give us a time. Give us a visual and then a time and a place.
Well, it's really not our fault. The whole community is pitching in for this one.
They are. Everybody is. We're trying to bring Disneyland to French Gulch in sort of a
Western way.
Definitely Western way, doing a French Gulch kind of way. We're going to be doing on this Saturday, August 27th, from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. And we're starting off with a pancake breakfast at the French Gulch Hotel. We're at 9:30. We're having a little mini parade down Main Street. We're going to have music venues all over town all day long with Lou White and the Bandits playing from 5 to 8 p.m. The hotel putting on a barbecue in the evening. We have our main event is going to be at high noon with the Law Dogs doing a stagecoach reenactment robbery.
I hear Annie Oakley may make an appearance.
Annie Oakley's going to be there doing a quick draw or doing a...
she'll be shooting things out of the sky.
There you go.
And you have a parade.
There'll be a parade with all kinds of stuff. Bernice Fox is our grand marshal. She's raised there in French Gulch, and she remembers riding the old horse-drawn or ox-drawn carts from French Gulch down to Old Shasta, which was more or less the capital of Shasta County at that time.
So, wow, she does a little, she'll be able to really be the historian and tell you about, well, back in the, it's called French Gulch Day, so it's obviously from today, but we're really embracing
history.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yep, that's it. Get a family feeling for our past.
Well, you got food. You have bars open, if I remember right.
There are a couple bars in French Gulch, and they'll be wide open.
Yeah,
and
I guess
going for the full for the day.
People be off limits to Marines, though.
But you're dressed in costume, and you'll be everybody's invited to come in their Western attire.
Oh, most definitely. We really encourage everyone to come out in Western attire. Let's see, a few more things going on is we have Wild Card Band starting at 11 o'clock, and our stagecoach robbery. Then we have Gerald Flowers and Pat Karch will be playing live piano bar in the old saloon in the French Gulch Hotel. Annie Oakley, of course, is doing the trick shooting. The Bonafide Band is playing out behind Johnny's on the porch.
Not to mention the Ryan Mountain Boys.
Oh, yeah, we got the Ryan Mountain
Boys.
That's
the guy from the Patriot over there with gold and silver and his boys.
They play bluegrass. They're wonderful.
They are fabulous.
Yes.
I listened to them
on a CD all the way up to when we went squirrel hunting in Cedarville.
Yeah, they're
fabulous.
Great.
Fabulous.
They're great with his sons. The fabulous.
So cool. Again, this is a way to really support our local community because most of the people that are going to be doing the productions off stage in the middle of the road, and it's all about community, and we need to know more about our outlying communities, French Gulch being one of them.
Now, amazingly enough, there's going to be a marching band in the parade. It'll be the Jackass Springs Family Marching Band.
The Jackass Springs Family Marching Band, and I already know who half of it is.
Well, you know,
which part are you?
Everybody in this group are either first or second cousins.
Okay, which explains the pointy heads. So I thought everybody in French Gulch was cousins.
Well, you know, don't be too weird about that.
I'm
when you go through genealogy, you can't believe. Are we related? I'm finding out some of my friends are related.
I think
Linda
and
I are related. Somewhere. Yeah.
All right, so give us the time and the place again. And we know it's this Saturday. It's a great family outing, and it begins early in the morning.
Early in the morning, and come on out and see the Mountain Men displays and the Civil War displays, Shasta Historical Society, 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night.
Great.
The French Gulch Nevada Mining Company is is a big sponsor, and they're going to have a big display with kids there. They can they show them how to pan for gold, and
they're not going to let the kids go into the mine.
Well, they might.
Oh. My.
And there's so much history about French Gulch. I think it would be fascinating.
It
sounds like a really great, like, again, family. We got about 30 seconds left. So closing thoughts here. Again, time, place. It's free.
It's free.
And if, unless you're going to, of course, if you're going to buy a hamburger or something like that, which is probably a nominal fee.
Or ride in the stagecoach, which you can do.
How fun for kids.
What time does it start?
So,
8 in the morning.
8 o'clock.
Pancake
breakfast.
All right.
We're take
and
a break thank you to you for sponsoring.
Absolutely.
Big sponsors.
We're going to take a break with Fox News. This is KCNR 1460. Carla Lindebaugh. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, a sea of green on Wall Street right from the opening bell. Stocks kicking off the week with solid gains. The blue chips posting triple-digit gains, in fact. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 120 points. Alcoa stock on the rise this morning after an upgrade to a buy rating. Davenport & Company says Alcoa may benefit from stronger aluminum prices. The research firm also said other items like engineering products helped increase Alcoa's profit margins this year. Alcoa's target price was boosted to $18 a share. That's more than a 50% gain from its current price. And Lowe's says it will buy back up to $5 billion of its own stock. The home improvement retailer says the authorization does not have an expiration date, but the retailer expects to use the full amount over the next 2 to 3 years. The move comes in the wake of a disappointing second quarter that sparked a recent sell-off in Lowe's shares. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, August the 22nd. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. Espresso Joe's, which are a great place to get coffee, and the cold drinks, too. Finest tobacco emporium probably in the state. A community room that people can use for, you know, any community form, any community group can use it. They help the veterans. All veterans, you know, veterans get discounts there on everything. It's just two people that have done a lot for our community for decades, and they continue to do things for our community. We can't say enough about it. And this Thursday, they're having a cigar night with Olivia Cigars. Representatives are going to be there. They're going to talk to you about cigars, you know, what to look for in good cigars. They're going to have their latest displays, their latest offerings from Olivia, and raffle items, you know, presents, those kind of things. It's just going to be a good night. It's going to be a good evening there at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, our guests are Lou and Kathleen White. They came in, and we're going to just extend them here for the next few minutes to talk a little bit about French Gulch, because people we're getting in from the chat room is French Gulch is a ghost town. But it's not a ghost town.
No, it's not. No, well, yeah, very much alive.
Let's elaborate, or please elaborate a little bit on your history. You live in French Gulch. You're vested into French Gulch. And
well, we live in the suburbs.
We live in the suburbs, another 8 miles out. But
so yeah. When you think about Lou White,
but we are totally
suburbs,
invested.
The suburbs of French Gulch have bear on your front door.
Some of the people in our chat room will dig this. You guys live off the grid, and you can totally
sure
be
do.
Sustained if in fact, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. You guys are, you can be sustained. I guess that's the word I want to use.
That's right. Self-sufficient since 1976.
Yeah. That's our goal anyway.
Yeah. So it's really, really cool. And here's the French Gulch Hotel. Now, I will speak on behalf of those who maybe some years back would drive into French Gulch and think, oh, and then the hotel is closed. Now, there are new owners that have completely decided they're here to stay. You guys have really been involved in also helping to refurbish the hotel.
We have.
Yep.
From the plumbing to the ceiling to the road.
Our latest project was roofing the roof, right, darling?
Yeah, the kitchen leaked pretty badly. And it's Mike Smith and John Pierce are owners now and running the hotel, and they really make you feel at home when you go there. And
it is, you know, the food's good. It's reasonably priced, and the brunch they have on Sundays is good. It's really good.
Oh, the brunch is fabulous. Best Eggs Benedict in Northern California.
They have karaoke night every Friday now.
I mean, it's really, I mean, this is a
Life
happening
band.
Place. It's a great ride to take a you know, your motorcycle out, or your car, or your sweetheart, or your family.
Hiking trails.
It's all of the stuff that's going on in French Gulch, and it is alive, people, and this is a community effort. For everyone. So this is an announcement here on our station for you all to know that French Gulch is, and this is like the launching of something that is the first annual, and be a part of it this Saturday. No, it's huge, and you guys have been working. I know this has been all time consuming, but that's what it takes when you put on an event. But you just didn't do like a 2-hour event. You started for a full day.
Oh
event.
Yes, definitely.
And we'd like to thank you guys again for making our commercial and trying to promote this a little bit here, because obviously we're trying to put French Gulch back on the map, that we're still there and still kicking. There's going to be a hot time in the old town.
It is. And if you've never been into the E. Frank & Company saloon, it is really a museum in itself.
That's
it's
as you
really
drive,
fabulous.
Yeah, as you drive into French Gulch, it's on the right-hand side, and there it's got a great, great firearms collection.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
It has, pictures and posters dating back from the 1800s. It's been a family that's owned this for
over 130 years. Family has run this business.
So when you think back and you remember Deadwood, and I know we all go, those who have gone to Sturgis and they go back to South Dakota and they want to see Deadwood. Well, we have that right here. Right here at French Gulch.
We do.
In the bar that you're talking about. You know, and they, it's really interesting because they do invite that. It's not just a bar. I mean, they invite families to come in because it's not, right?
Well, no, E. Frank and Company, you must be 21.
Okay,
because
okay.
they do not serve food. But the
okay.
French Gulch Hotel is open to any age.
Okay.
Any age.
So I know that we took a friend of Carl's out there once on Harley. And they just sat there, and they were fascinated with all.
Oh, you could spend hours.
Hours. And then have a really nice meal at the French Gulch Motel, or hotel.
His dream is to actually, I understand he's got a whole attic full of historical memorabilia that he would love to have a museum.
Well, there's a couple of empty buildings there.
Yes, there are.
And the Oddfellows Hall is just being rebuilt. It originally, when they rented to start with in the late 1800s, that building burnt down and burned a lot of their records, and then they rebuilt. And unfortunately, that Oddfellows Hall burnt down in the fire of
2004,
whenever that fire was.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've just about got their new building ready to go. It's not quite ready for occupancy, but there'll be the dancers there, the Gold Country dancers out in front, and the square dancers out in front of the Oddfellows Hall.
And the Shasta
Hall.
Skippers.
This is exactly right.
I hope it's built in something that's maybe flame retardant.
Okay, now you have crafters setting up at 8:30 in the morning, and the parade, and Pat Karch, and the Asphalt Cowboys Quick Draw, and like you said, the Shasta Skippers, part mm-hmm. of the Shasta Skippers.
Yeah.
You've got a wild card stage ride. You have Gerald Flowers playing. You've got the Annie Oakley trick shooting, the Bonafide Band, the Country Gold Dancers, the Flog Band. This is an all day.
This is a great time.
I would actually encourage you to bring your blankets, go down to the park, take a nap, and come back and have as much fun as your little heart can stand.
French Gulch Days.
Old West Days.
Old West Days.
August 27th.
And it starts
Saturday,
at
folks.
8 in the morning.
Okay. Thank you so much, Luigi.
And Kathleen White,
for all you do
for our community. This
is
spectacular.
You're in a lot of things that helps our community. Thank you so much.
This will be in your legacy. Something that you created that's spectacular to give back to the community.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about what the effect does deportation, or lack of deportation, is to undocumented students.
And what's up with Francine Waters?
Francine is a little bit upset with the Tea Party.
Zip.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me up, Neil Maui.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And are you
blinded by the light?
Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:45 in the morning, August the 22nd. Okay, Gaddafi, looks like Gaddafi's going to be out in Libya. That the rebel forces have entered into Tripoli. According to reports, they've captured one or maybe two of his sons. Gaddafi's still on the radio saying, we're still going to win, we're still going to win. I don't know if that's going to happen. Of course, the rebels have had all this help from the UN and NATO, and it's cost us about $1 billion for the assistance that we have given the rebels in the bombing and such. So what can we expect from this? Well, we don't know. You know, revolutions have got like three parts. You know, you kick out the bad guy, you figure out who's going to be the next government, and then you try to, maintain that government. Is there going to be a democracy in Libya? Supposedly, that's what they're fighting for. Libya also gives us 2% of the oil in the world. It produces 2% of the oil, and that's been on hold for a while. So is the oil going to flow again? But we looked at the price of oil just went up like $1.85 today, so that was an interesting point. So how long is it going to be before Gaddafi falls? I don't know. President Obama, while in between holes on the golf course on his vacation, issued a statement saying Gaddafi should just quit.
I think that was
between the 14th and 15th hole.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
About Obama having a vacation?
Well, I mean, it's like every time you turn around. I mean, it's not like he's human and he doesn't have kids and has to have a family and put time into that. But why does it feel like in this particular
office? Well, he's taken
office,
he's been gone. He's been gone
a lot.
Yeah, he's been gone at times that you would think that this is not a good time to be gone. On the other hand, he takes, you know, the president is never without a complete communication suite that follows him around, that's set up. He's got people there. It's not like he's, you know, like you don't get good cell coverage because he's got it all there. They've got a team that goes with him. That's why there's hundreds of people that travel with the president that you never see, because they're setting up security, they're setting up comms. And so, you know, as far as that goes, can he make decisions from wherever he's at? Yes. You know, going on a vacation for 10 days in Martha's Vineyard, and it's really expensive and all that, is that a good show? I'm not sure. You know, I think that, you know, what's wrong with calling people back early and saying, you know what, we have no jobs. We have a problem that it needs to be fixed. And because of this, you know, because of the no jobs and the economy, the Social Security is now getting hammered. Bad Bob, you had something you wanted to say?
Well, the officer who carries
I believe the term is the football. Is that is that usually an Air Force guy? Is there a Marine rotating?
It just rotates through there. That handles all the nuke.
He's
the nuke
never secrets. More than 30 feet or something from the president.
He's supposed to be able to, the president's supposed to be able to get to him. And or he can get to the president in case we have to lunch or protect ourselves in some way. But talking about Social Security, let's talk about that just for a second before we go into a couple other things. It appears that the Social Security Disability Fund, which is part of Social Security, is in real trouble. The because of the aging baby boomers and laid off workers because of the economy are flooding the Social Security's disability program with benefit claims, which means is that the Social Security Disability Fund is close to being insolvent. I mean, we're talking about by 2017, 5 years from now, essentially, because applications are up over 50% over this decade. You know, we pointed this out last week. We, Linda and I were, saw this on the on business channels. It shows that the number of people applying for disability since 1990. Has gone up over 50%. I thought it was even higher than that. I thought it was closer to 60 to 70%. It's doubled what it was, and that it's because people can't get a job. We've lost 7 million jobs in this economy, and that's one of the things. So when you start talking about what is President Obama doing, well, he's out there playing golf. He's out sailing. I don't know if he sails, but he's out. You know, he's enjoying himself. He's going down there. He's getting his ice cream. He's surrounded by people that are smiling. And the question is all those people that are smiling, do they have jobs? Do they have jobs? No, of course they don't have jobs. Not only do we, and we've come to accept that $400,000 is the, or 400,000 people a week. This is a week, my friends, that are new. They're applying for unemployment benefits. 400,000. I mean, there's something. I mean, that is nothing to be. That's not acceptable. That's totally not acceptable. And in the middle of this, we've got the president promising jobs, promising a plan. It's been 3 years. Where's the plan? Why is it now? And people complain about the debt ceiling. Guess what? They could have started this 6 months ago. Oh, no, the Republicans, they pushed it. Well, excuse me, has there been any cuts in spending, really? And now we're starting to talk about it, and now we're going into this, as we do, we go into this panic mode, where if we can't make this up, we'll leave it to these 12. If they can't do it, $500 billion or, $12 trillion is going to be cut out, willy-nilly. Again, no plan, let a committee do it, let a committee take care of it, blah, blah, blah. Frankly, I find this way of running a government shoddy, substandard. And who can we point at? Well, you've got to point at the guy in charge. Well, he can't control the Republicans. No, but he could provide leadership that would put the pressure on. And guess what? That leadership's not there. You talk to the Democrats. Maxine Waters, and we're going to talk about her when we get back in a little bit.
I mean, how do you feel? I really want to get, we'd like to have you weigh in here. We're going to take a break. What does it feel like to have an elected representative to say outright, quote, I want the Tea Party to go to hell, and I'm going to help them get there? We'll be right back after these messages.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the bot. 7:57 in the morning, August the 22nd. And as we were saying when we left, what's going on? Maxine Waters hit the, you know, she's going back to all their town hall meetings. And this latest one she was in, she said essentially in Inglewood, she told them is that the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
That's exactly. In quotations.
And she'll be glad to help them because they were, you know, they're fighting the president on the debt ceiling and all that, and she didn't agree with what they were doing. So, but also there was a lot of questions in the crowd was why Obama hasn't done more to create jobs. And I'm not sure where the Tea Party thing came in, unless it's her way of blaming the Tea Party because there's no jobs and no leadership from President Obama. And also, it's, you know, because Bush, they can't use Bush anymore. So if you notice that they've transferred the anger and the blame from Bush to the Tea Party, from Bush to the Tea Party, not once have, as the president said, well, you know what, this is really my fault. I haven't shown the leadership I need, nor did I have the experience really for this job. But thank you for giving it to me. The other thing, too, is she was also upset that the president did not visit any, and this is from Maxine Waters, any of the black communities while he was on his bus tour. Maxine, I can answer that. The black community, the African-American community, in many cases, been hit harder or just as hard from this recession. And there's no money in those communities to be able to give Obama. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe the fact is President Obama did not want to face his constituents and say all these promises that he had made 3 years ago and he has not taken. Also, the fact is that, you know, on the that he, you know, the with the people out there angry in the African American community, they want to see what happens. What has gone on? Where has he made his promises, and where has he come through on it? And we talk about the bus trip as the chat room has just hit about, well, where was that? Where was the bus made? Now, I understand is that the chassis may have been made here, but all the everything else was made in Canada?
No, it's the other way around. The chassis was built by Manitoba Coach Incorporated in Canada. Then it was brought into the U.S. because the tax structure favors that, and then modifications were made here.
Okay. Well, so we can't do because of the tax structure. Because of the tax structure. So that's why it was built there. Well, isn't that interesting? And isn't it interesting how we can't even we're sending our scrap iron and steel over to places. They're remaking it into their steel, and they're selling it back to us for more. And that every time you turn around, we can't do a job because all of our jobs have been outsourced to begin with. Anyway, hey, when we come back, our guest will be Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're going to be talking about health care. The health care plan, what's maybe the ramifications of the latest judicial court rulings on insurance. We'll be talking about the impact on the economy on our medical care here. And is it true we've had 18 doctors leave in the last year from Reading? It seems like an awful lot. But maybe we'll find out by this when we're talking to Dr. McConnell. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll see you right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Rebels in Libya now claim to control 95% of the capital, Tripoli, with some fighting still going on between them and forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Fox's Tadek Markowski's there.
The government spokesperson, Musa Ibrahim, said there are people in Libya, in Tripoli, who are so ingrained that really there is no escape for them. It's death or nothing, because life without Gaddafi is no life at all. So they're going to fight to the bitter end.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live from Washington.
Well, there are two big questions concerning Muammar Gaddafi at this hour. Where is he, and what should happen if he's captured?
I would like to see Colonel Gaddafi face justice for his crimes. He has committed appalling crimes against his own people.
That's British Prime Minister David Cameron. Some say Gaddafi should be tried in Libya. Others say he should face an international trial in The Hague. Meanwhile, France hopes to host a meeting next week aimed at helping the rebels transition to government. And we are waiting to hear if we will hear from President Obama later today, Chris.
Rich, looking up on Wall Street, here's Lauren Simonetti from the Fox Business Network.
Chris, the Dow is up 80 points after skidding last week. The gain on expectations, oil prices will drop once Muammar Gaddafi leaves Libya. And investors are also looking ahead to Friday's meeting of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. There's speculation the Fed will launch another major bond buying program. Chris.
Thanks, Lauren. A fatal shooting at a gun shop in Pennsylvania.
61-year-old Beverly Klepek and another man, believed to be her husband, were reportedly test-firing a gun behind Miller's Munitions Gun Store in Huntington Township, Adams County. State police say the man was handling the Kel-Tec 9mm pistol when it fired, striking Klepek in the abdomen. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead. State police haven't determined yet if any charges will be filed.
That's Bob Hauer with Fox News Radio affiliate WHP. A new search on in Aruba for a missing American woman, her traveling companions held as a suspect in her disappearance. Robin Gardner's been missing since August 2nd. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. It's a home loan on your terms, and it's only available at Quicken Loans because everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Irene, the first hurricane of the 2011 Atlantic season, making a mess in Puerto Rico and heading north. Live in Miami, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Chris, Irene left Puerto Rico under as much as 10 inches of rain with 80-mile-an-hour winds. That's Category 1 on the Saffir-Simpson scale.
And over the next couple of days, we expect it to gather even more strength, and it's possible this could become a Category 2 hurricane in a couple of days.
But by the time she gets near Florida, Dennis Felkin at the National Hurricane Center here in Miami says, she could be a major Category 3 hurricane, Chris.
Thanks, Evan. In Thibodaux, Louisiana, a candlelight vigil last night, a funeral tomorrow for a disabled 7-year-old boy, Jury Lorette, murdered last week. His mother, Jesslyn.
When I come to terms after what happened to you, your smile will be the image that will be in everyone's soul.
The boy's father, Jeremiah Wright, is charged with first-degree murder. Jory had cerebral palsy and heart and speech problems. Two portraits of George Washington. What was stuck on them, really? Creating some controversy in Maryland.
The portraits were given to the Allegheny County Board of Education by the Cumberland Historic Cemetery Organization. Their logo, about the size of a dime, includes a Christian cross. The school system worried that the emblem might violate the constitutional separation of church and state, so they glued parchment stationery over the cross. The Historical Society says the paintings are now ruined, and they want them replaced. The Society says every Christian in the community should be appalled by the censorship of the cross. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The British businessman Richard Branson has lost one of his houses on the British Virgin Islands. It burned down. He says the actress Kate Winslet was among about 20 guests who got out unhurt. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. 8:05 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. When it rains, it pours. We have all types of people here today now. Okay.
Before we start, let's talk about the date. The time, excuse me, it's 8:05, and of course, it's August 22nd. If you are just joining us, currently 64 degrees. Our temperature looks like we're going to get to a hot 96 today, mostly clear tonight with a low of 63. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Oh, wow. There is a buzz going on this morning.
Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. What y'all got going?
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church, also Destiny Fellowship. That's 2570 South Bonneville Road. We will have Mr. Kirk McKenzie. He has been a guest on our radio show, We the People, on Sunday morning. Mr. McKenzie wrote a book called Money, and this is the most unusual book that I've ever seen. It basically encompasses everything about the monetary system, but he's written it in a user-friendly format. When you open up the book and you want to read about the Federal Reserve on page 23, on the left you'll have page 23 where he writes about the Federal Reserve, and on the right-hand side you'll also have page 23 where he documents what he's written with visual aids, graphs, flowcharts, that type of thing. So if you're a visual person and you need to understand things that way, he's covered both bases in this book. It's an excellent, excellent book, and he'll have them for sale tonight at the Tea Party meeting. He'll also be in the Redding area, the Northern California area, for the remainder of the week. He's going to be traveling up to Siskiyou County and filming a documentary on what's happening to private property rights and water rights up in the Scott Valley and Siskiyou County areas. And he will be publishing that documentary, so he'll be filming the ranchers and the farmers and everybody else up there that's getting hit hard by our state and federal agencies.
Wow, that sounds interesting. And
yeah,
again, as usual, We the People have just great guests. And as does Sovereign Minds later on that day. I mean,
we
have some,
both faces.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
So time and place again for the meeting tonight.
6 o'clock, Bonneville Baptist Church, 2570 South Bonneville Road.
All right. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much. As usual, you guys are on top of everything.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay, we've got
Monty Hyde is in the house.
Yeah.
And we're talking on Friday. We were discussing something that we were talking about, 911, and you came in this morning with a special report.
Yeah, you were on the show the other day, and we wanted to catch up on that special report on that, and also the 615 or whatever that's called. 6'8", 6'7".
Avoid the six.
Avoid there the six. Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Monty. Welcome
to the morning. As soon as we roll through here, we got Doug McConnell coming in right behind us, and he is fired up.
Yeah. Cool. So welcome to the program this morning.
Well, thank you.
Excited to have it, you know, right from your lips is straight right off the press, right? What's going on the inside?
Well, actually, this morning, like every morning during this campaign, I get the facts of from all the arresting agencies, not only from the Avoid the Six, but the Avoid the Five down in Tehama County also. So it's kind of a mixed bag of good news and bad news, and our whole focus is just to keep the news going so we get people, because our objective is not to arrest everyone. Our objective is to have no one out there driving that's impaired. So when we kicked off the campaign, we were way ahead of where we normally were at this time. Over the last day and a half, our DUI arrests have dropped tremendously. It's not for lack of effort, because the officers are out there. So generally, at this point in our campaign, we usually have 21 people arrested in the first 3 days, and now we have 12. So that's,
and it's funny, because in the paper, it said, oh, we're ahead of the rate from last year, but then it just dropped.
It just dropped. You know, and there are some times, like maybe there were last year, there was something going on downtown. Maybe there were some parties going on. I know this weekend there was a lot of stuff going on. There was a couple concerts. There was a lot of activity. But I would like to think that the people used a little common sense, and they made arrangements and got designated drivers and did all of the things that they should have done, so they got home safely.
Cause call did, yellow cab. And,
call yellow cab, because as a matter of fact, why we still have Kathleen and Lou White. I mean, get the yellow cab phone numbers so that if people are at French Gulch and they can't make it back, I mean, it's really important to have drivers. And we all know that if a DU get a DUI, for some of the horror stories,
the ramifications.
We've heard, it's not just it's that one extra glass that could possibly change your life forever.
Absolutely. And then the whole focus of this campaign is awareness. As I said, we've did a couple things over the weekend that the public may not be aware of. Went out and did a bunch of warrant services where the people that have been arrested then went to court and been found guilty, and then they forgot to come back to court, and they forgot to go to jail, they forgot to do all those things. We sent reminders out to them by formal invitations, had the officers
forgot to go to jail.
Well, you know what?
We have somebody holding
that's regarding our financial. We wait with us to the other side, but we've got to make sure we want to honor this and find out just exactly what's going on with the market right now. Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the program. KCNR.
Hey, good morning. Well, it's shaping up as a relief rally in early trading on Wall Street. Light volume, normal for late summer, may be a factor in today's gains. The markets may be anticipating another round of Fed asset purchases ahead of a speech on Friday by Ben Bernanke at an annual Federal Reserve conference in Wyoming. Currently, the Dow's up 87 points at 10,905, while the NASDAQ is up 21 at 2,362, and the S&P 500, well, it's up 8 points at 1,131. Oil's up $1.01 this morning at 83.27, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.4%. Gold's up $34.80 at 1,887, while silver's up $1.38 at $43.85 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, MGM's down 17 cents at $9.32. Costco's up 7 pennies at $74.43, while Apple is up $3.03 at $359.05. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Okay, Monty,
real quick, all we're trying to do is make certain that people are aware that if they do see someone that's impaired, and they look like they're going to be a hazard to other people, to pick up your phone, dial 911. Shascom here in the city and out in those areas will answer if you're out on the freeway or the highway in those unincorporated areas. California Highway Patrol picks it up, and that's the quickest way in which you can get a hold of an officer to get somebody out there to respond and take care of the situation.
And you always want to look out after somebody. You see them drunk like that, you don't want them on the road, because two reasons. One, they can hurt themselves, or even worse, they can hurt somebody else.
Absolutely.
And I think we just had something happen this weekend where an 80-year-old lady was hurt, injured, and I don't know if alcohol had anything to do with that.
I don't know if it was an alcohol crash. But
yeah, somebody ran into her.
Yes.
It wasn't her.
Right.
It was somebody had run into her on the, and anyway, usual.
All right. Well, thank you again for letting us get an opportunity to get that word out there.
Anytime you've got something like this, because it helps the community, we want to have you on.
All right, Carl. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl. And about when we come back, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be in here, and he's got facts, figures, and proof about what's happening with health care.
summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley Davidson. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. Just up. Monday morning, 64 degrees.
Beat that drum.
Dr.
Like that
Doug McConnell is here and in the house. Well, we're just kind of flying here on this Monday, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I like that music.
I know, I just wanted to let you know that we got an announcement that I was a little day late on, and of course I'm sharing it with you, that our good friend Rory and Allison are now officially engaged.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I wanted to tell you on the air, congratulations.
Good and news, Redding, and they're two lovely people.
Yeah. On horseback, I guess he proposed to her out at Anselmo's.
Well, happy trails.
So, yeah, congratulations. This is going to be exciting news. And I know that you're very fond of the family as well.
Oh,
so.
Well, not just me. I think everybody wants to meet the gang and the family that you want to adopt them.
Okay, now.
Well,
that was happy news.
Well, no, now, it's important. That's family stuff that's really important because, we can get intense. And we've got a lot of intense details to cover this morning.
Okay. That's right. Well, we'll try not to make it too boring.
Well, no, well, you know what? Every time we have you on, when I say every time, all the times we have you on, you've got great information. And we like to hear from a medical from the medical field's point of view on what the heck's happening here.
Sure.
And with Obamacare, because already I'm seeing people in our chat room, their health insurance is going up already with this. We've heard that like 18 doctors have left Reading in the last year.
There's been a number. I don't have the exact number, but each may have different reasons. But I think there has been an exodus out of available private practice slots.
Right.
Yes.
And you know how tough that is. And then the latest on the Obamacare is at the judicial level said that. The government can't force you to buy health insurance.
Well, the 11th Court Appeals, I think, said that, and it's soon to be reviewed fully, I hope. And that to be kind to all of us, the administration, if they had the guts, I think, should kick it right to the Supreme Court so we can clarify that ruling, because right now it just hangs out over the economy and over business decisions as to, is Obamacare going to really be here next year or not? And I think that until that's clarified, you're going to add to the business climate uncertainty, which is, frustrating President's attempts to kickstart the economy as he feels he could or should. And so the more things you can get clarified and the more certain people can be about the future tax structure and costs of doing business, costs of hiring, you will at least begin to clear the deck so hopefully we can launch this economy and get it going again. The American people deserve to have an economy that's worthy of their industry and focus and innovation and brain trust. But right now, we are all paralyzed by uncertainty and fear, or fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They used to call that FUD, F-U-D. That can paralyze the goodwill of people in an economy. And unfortunately, it seems like the government, all of it, Obama part of it, but it certainly add to every piece of those, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that's sort of where you find the average focus, and it's probably paralyzing bankers and loans, et cetera. But I'm not an economist, but I certainly sense that that's the mood, and that mood kills the economy.
So how do we encourage, along with that, because I hear what you're saying, and of course we just took this big road trip, and we talk, listen, and talk to different people in different states, and of course they're Americans as well, as we kind of get like in our state,
mm-hmm.
and so you hear about what's happening in other states, and I just, want to know, how can we encourage because there, I really think the reason I'm saying encourage people to think positive and move forward, because I really, I personally feel for the first time that there's been this axis, there's been a shift since the big stock market plunge, and just like issue item after item of, it's just we're in strange times, and well, it's like you know
we're beginning to feel a little bit like Job felt in the Old Testament, you know. Various things keep happening, and those that we should be able to address or under our control, economically, we should fix. There are things in the world we can't fix. You know, the president gave a list of those things. Some of them are related to nature, but the ones where we can confound our own decision making and trust of each other, we should be addressing on the national level. American people are generally optimistic, upbeat, but the economy is about people's certainty or comfort with the future and their ability to take risks or go buy something. When everybody becomes like a turtle and pulls in their arms and legs because they're fearful for the outside environment, the economy grinds to a stop. And that's where we are. We're becoming turtles because we don't know what the heck's next is going to happen.
Well, we don't know what's going on, you know, and to go out and expand, you know, it takes a lot of it takes a lot of courage to expand right now. In today's market, but it also you have to have a faith in what you're doing. But a lot of times you can have all the faith in yourself and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take that step, and then then these crashing regulations come down here on you, crushing regulations.
Oh.
It's like, and you don't know next year. I may have to double all of my health care payments. I mean, this could come down
in your business,
and then the taxes go up, because I know at this point every month I have to pay this much. But what if that goes up 25%? And people go, well, we have the lowest business, the lowest taxes, of an industrial nation. Wrong. We don't. We have the highest business taxes.
And
our taxes on individuals may be lower. I'm not sure. But do you really want to pay 65% of your income to the government, and then have more taxes added onto that, because that's what they have in Europe, and that's why Europe is going down the tubes.
All of that is true, but I think when people get uncertain about their economy, just as my wife and I thought we'd go down to a good friend of ours that runs a used car lot here in town and pick up a little Jeep Wrangler. Well, when we get uncertain about what's going on with the reimbursement and health care systems under Obama, we say, well, maybe we won't buy that Jeep Wrangler. Well, That fellow that owns the lot doesn't get his piece of the commission. The salesman doesn't get his. And there's no sales tax to the state of California. So our decision to not take the venture just to buy a used car, we added up the money. It's worth about $4,000 to $5,000 to various entities between commissions and then the roll down.
And the taxes.
And the taxes and the income tax that the owner of the lot would get from the fact that he has to make the money. And there's income taxes on the money that the salesman would get. And, of course, there's sales tax directly on the cost of the vehicle, which is, what, 8%+. That's not a small amount of money that's sent off to Governor Pat Brown. I'm dating myself. Sorry, Jerry Brown.
Well, we get it,
I've got to talk about the pillar of Obama.
Oh, no, that's where we're coming back. We've got to take a break here, because that's what we brought you in here for. The crumbling pillar of Obamacare. Okay, this is Carl Linda. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're talking health care, we're talking economics, but we're going to be emphasizing health care when we come back on the Obama health care plan.
And we're taking your calls and your emails on KCNR1460.com.
Keep chatting. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular. but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Donstek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on SEVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. SEVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR1460.com. I mean, 1460. You chat packers, we know that you're online. That's our website, and that's how you get on if you're going to chat. You have questions. We also are taking your calls at 605-4567. That is the hotline here inside the studio. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell this morning here on Free Fire Radio. And, boy, we've got some letters that you're saying is like, going to really change the way we may look at things, or...
Well, this is information about the key pillar to Obamacare. And
the key pillar.
You're right. So no matter what the Supreme Court decide, well, if they decide it's unconstitutional, nothing will go forward, but they may slice and dice it some. But the real issue, and I think, you know, let me step back. I'm a surgeon. I do heart surgery. We need to know exactly what's going on with the patient. We have detailed measurements of their function of their heart. It's based on data, and then a decision, a diagnosis. And a diagnosis in medicine is based on knowing the facts, what's really going on. And I think as we, the people, look at where we are, we need to become very educated as what really is happening behind the scenes. Obamacare isn't really about Obama or the Democrats. This is a document and a process that's been probably 15 years in the making by an established bureaucracy in Washington that runs Medicare. These are people who come up with the academics and part of the public health schools throughout America and so forth. They, for years, have believed in the power of central planning. And then a Republican administration comes in and gives them a little bit of fertilizer to grow a little bit, and a Democrat comes in and gives them a lot, and they grow and they gain power. We saw that with Bill Clinton when we came up with a variety of new payment controls in Medicare that added layers of bureaucracy. Then they suppressed a little bit in Bush, and now with Clinton, they've blossomed fully. And they presented the birth product of this bureaucracy. This 2,700-page document was not created by the Obama leadership in the few months between election and presentation to Congress. It's far, far too detailed. These are the blessing or the wishes of an established bureaucracy in Washington, in my opinion. And you look at the detail and all the cross linkages between sections. This came out of years of development. This has been a plan of theirs, because that's what bureaucracies do. They're self-aggrandizing. Anyway, Obamacare as structured rests on two principles. One is Medicaid, which we call Medi-Cal, and that's absolutely defunct. It's treated as a charity by folks. In fact, but they're pushing those 40 million people they're trying to get insurance onto Medicaid, which is already has inadequate reimbursement for hospitals and doctors, and there's no hint that they're going to increase any of the reimbursement. In fact, probably the opposite. So that's actually dead end. The other pillar, very importantly, is something called accountable care organizations, which very few people have heard about. But they are in the whole bill, it's about putting all Medicare retirees into accountable care organizations, which are organizations basically that the are set up to work with Medicare on improving efficiency and effectiveness of management and ultimately saving lots of money. And in fact, the savings are what were built into the estimate of the cost of Obamacare, but they're fatally flawed. The truth is that came out of an organization. They did a several-year study with 10 organizations that are vertically integrated, and it sort of worked, and then they immediately wrote it into the law. The problem they have is on May 17th of this year, they got a note letter from the very 10 people on organizations upon which it is modeled, and they said, we're not doing this going forward. This is inadequate. So the very folks that they used to model to create the legislation are choosing not to participate in it because what they created, the sausage that came out of the sausage factory, is so ugly functionally, they say, we can't work with this. The other big point is that there's one big group of all of the Mayo Clinics, Cleveland Clinics, the big groups in America. Their executive director just wrote a letter to CMS, the government, saying that 93% of their ownership, their membership will not participate as going forward. So they're dead in the water. Meaning there's no, the very things they built in, the engine to drive Obamacare, is
93%
not
of what? Of healthcare providers?
No, the American Medical Group Association. That's right. Not the American Medical
Association. Right, right.
These are the groups, this is where the Mayo Clinic belongs, the Cleveland Clinic, the Geisinger Clinic, all the big vertically integrated multi-special entities who Medicare had hoped to gather into this fold and have them drive the new model of delivery of health
care. Are not going to play.
Are not going to play. 93%. So they're dead in the water. They really don't have an engine that they can run.
Okay.
That's really important because then that helps people not to run so scared. When we get back, we're going to talk about that. Let's really get into more of the details of those two letters that are, you know, really going to probably help us make that shift we need. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell. We'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso. The battle for Tripoli underway. Libyan rebels trying to force Muammar Gaddafi from power. Some of his loyalists could fight to the bitter end.
The government spokesperson, Musa Ibrahim, said there are people in Libya, in Tripoli, who are so ingrained, so imbued in the Gaddafi camp, that really there is no escape for them. It's death or nothing.
Fox's Tadek Markowski in Tripoli, NATO watching from the air.
It is maintaining patrols over the skies of Tripoli. It has ceased its bombing raids.
Fox's Dominic Di Natale in Tunisia, thousands of people injured in weekend fighting. Only one working hospital remains in Tripoli.
Here the scene is obviously quite desperate for the doctors who have urged us to make a plea on their behalf that both sides refrain from attacking the hospital at all.
Sky News reporter Alex Crawford. This is a Fox News alert.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 8:35 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Get a great haircut. If you're a veteran, you get a discount while you're there. Great conversation. Man's last stronghold. You're not gonna, you know, no hair blowing, no gelling, butch wax maybe, you know, for flat tops, but that's about it. A great place, DC Tim and the Man in Black. I can't say enough about him. That's where I get my haircut. That's where Bad Bob gets his haircut. That's where the people we know get their haircut.
And if I had more hair, that's where I get my haircut.
And if he had more hair, he'd get his haircut there, too. All right. And our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, who is the director of the cardiac surgery unit at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I am, for 2 years now.
And you've come up from Long Beach, and that was one of the questions in there. And now we have somebody on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, welcome back from Tehachapi. Bad Bob, welcome back from your nice weekend. And good morning. I guess I should say, I don't know what your preference is, whether it's doctor or colonel.
But doctor's I'd fine. Like to that's my current life, but yes, sir.
I'd like to thank you for your service, both professionally in what you do now, but for what you did for the 101st when you were there.
Well, thank you.
Tremendous job. I'd like to know if you felt your experience with the military has assisted you in private practice.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I learned very important lessons in the military. There are many. I had my medical education at UCLA and Stanford before that. But what I did learn in the military was everybody is on the same team. And you walk down a hallway and you actually say good morning and recognize every person in a uniform, no matter what rank. You don't have to salute indoors, of course, but basically the focus was the mission, not the doctor or the system.
Or the position.
Yeah, it was the mission of the institution. In fact, the general brought me in and showed me his upside-down org chart, which had a Sergeant Jones at the top and his men, the rifle company up top. And I was somewhere down the middle as a major at that time. And he said, sir, he said, Major, you work for Sergeant Jones because I work for that. And the mission is that the tip of the spear is Sergeant Jones and his men. So basically, if I hear anything from those frontline sergeants or those captains and lieutenants that you're not able to provide what they need, you're not going to be here. So that was lesson one. Lesson two was that Congress had given me the authority to command people, but he didn't want commanders, he wanted leaders. And you had to go earn that from your men. So you had, and that currency of leadership was trust. So you had to go earn your trust.
Lesson three, learning how to hit it and roll?
Hit it, and well, I was a surgeon, but I did have to go through aerosol school. Actually, the parachutists in the 101st Airborne, you learned that. Okay.
I learned that.
Yeah,
we all learned that one.
Yeah, aerosol school, you're basically doing a lot of rappelling, so you hope you don't hit the ground and have to roll. You're supposed to land your feet. But, yes, sir, we had our share of hanging and dropping things. Yes, sir.
Well, Dr. McConnell, I'd like to ask you one final question.
Sure.
I'll get off the air and let you guys talk and have further evaluation of everything that's going on. Two things, really. First of all, have you found it difficult to overcome the problems of the heart scandals that took place here prior to your arrival?
Well, the city still has divisions, but I chose not to look backwards but to look forward. And when I gave a little talk when I was here early at Rotary, and I said we have to earn back the trust and reputation of the community one family at a time, and we've been doing that. I've been blessed with the issues in the past were related to some of the decisions made by both management and a couple of the physicians. But underneath that was a cadre of superb nurses, blood bank technicians, radiology technicians, people that run the cath lab or the operating room. They weren't involved in the go or no-go decision-making about patients, which was at the issue. But underneath it, so what Reading's great asset at that hospital was the collection of superb healthcare professionals. And so whereas the scandals involved decision-making at the top, as best I could tell, I wasn't here, but that's pretty much my read on. Underneath it, you had the heart of the system. The people that really make it go were still here and ready to do a good job. And so when we came up here, it wasn't too hard. I sort of slipped in the top of a group of good folks, and I'm very pleased. They're the best I've actually worked with in all my years or places. This is a top-notch group of people. We're glad to be at Shasta Regional. And I think
last thing, and I'll bail on you.
Yeah.
As a teaching surgeon,
mm-hmm.
did you also teach ethics rather than just surgical technique?
Well, I trained under a gentleman named Dr. Longmire, and his statement often was the best way to see how do you say it? The best part of patient care is to actually care for the patient, and so you treat people like family. It's not too hard. It's the golden rule. Works in medicine.
Excellent. Thank you so much,
yep.
Dr. McConnell. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks for all your service.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, let me ask a real quick one here before we go mm-hmm. to the break, Doug. Is one of the questions that's come through here is, do most of the people spend most of their money on health care in the last 6 weeks or a month, 2 months?
Well, I think in Medicare, and I can't recall the exact number, but most of the expenditures in Medicare, which are just looking at that group, do occur. I've heard the numbers. If you look at all their expenditures, within some 60 to 70% of all their expenditures involve people in the last 6 to 9 months of their life. I've read that before. It may be a little wrong.
I've read
numbers,
something like that,
but
too.
In a way that I can see how that happens if you look at the Medicare expenditures. The problem is we're not all built in with crystal balls to know when that day will be, so you would know when to cut off the spending, I guess.
Right.
So
I guess if you start...
It's a great
statistic. You're trying to... Because you don't realize that, hey, all this work I'm doing, it's for nil.
Yes, and I think that question usually leads up to the fact if we had better decision-making and more careful resource management, et cetera, we would probably be able to reduce expenditures that don't lead to a better life or longer life. And as I said, at medical school, I held up my hand, got a diploma, and they didn't give me a crystal ball.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we want to finish up on these letters you have here.
Yeah.
And in our last two segments we have here. Carl Lindabad, our guest, is Dr. Doug McConnell. He is the director of cardiac surgery at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking the healthcare system that's been somewhat foisted on us. This is Free Fire
somewhat.
Radio.
Are you kidding?
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
And now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Jane! Jane!
Cheetah, where is Jane?
I'm right here, Tarzan. What's going on? What do you want?
Tarzan wants to take Jane to river.
Oh, I don't think so. That means you grab me and we swing on vines through the trees, right?
What's wrong with that? Cheetah loves swinging on vines.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, why don't you take Cheetah, then, and I'll whip up a nice termite and crocodile stew for you and your monkey.
Cheetah not monkey. Cheetah ape.
Ape Schmape, he still stinks.
Okay, whatever Jane want. Come, Cheetah, we go!
Carson! Look out for that tree. Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to CARS and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot, our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's got on-site lab, been here for 20 years. If you've got an eye question, he's the man to go to. Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325. Glasses for the whole family, all ages. Having problems with insurance? Give him a call. He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. He's our doctor.
And mine.
And Dr. Doug McConnell.
Oh, wow.
Highly of Joe.
Yeah, and Dr. Joseph Leah knows what he's doing.
Kudos. Currently 71 degrees if you're just tuning in here to KCNR 1460 AM. So happy to have you with us. It's 8:45 in the morning where we're looking at reaching temperatures about 96 today. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. You know, some of the best stuff we talk about during the break, so let's bring the break information back into live on the air.
Sure. Okay.
Pillars.
Pillars. Well, I want to make this point really clear today. I mean, if there's one takeaway. Obamacare is based on accountable care organizations called ACOs. Everybody will know about these in America eventually because you, if you're a recipient in any form of government health care, you'll be assigned to one. Two, the whole concept and all the legislation about ACOs was based upon a program run by the government called the Physician Group Practice Demonstration Program with 10 big clinics, Geisinger Clinic, Dartmouth-Hitchcock, Marshfield Clinic, Everett Clinic, University of Michigan, and others. The government worked with them to create a system of documentation and integration and care planning and case management that they thought would really save money. And I guess perhaps it did, but based upon how they fiddled and twiddled and worked on this, they then went to the legislative lab and created the whole ACO, Accountable Care Organization, part of Obamacare, which is the center of managing future Medicare and health care in the country. Not just Medicare, but all health care. So recognize, 10 clinics, they worked the system through, figured out what might work, tweaked this, and then they wrote a law called Obamacare, that we've nicknamed Obamacare. Now, those 10 clinics have come back and written a letter dated May 12th. I have it sitting in front of me. All 10 said, I'm sorry, but the law, as constructed, we can't participate in it. Accountable care organizations are voluntary. So the very people that were the laboratory for the legislative committees and teams to design the law have said, hey, what came out of your process stinks, basically, in polite language. So they are opting out. Just like a lot of others. Remember all those groups that get waivers on Obamacare? So they are walking away. The very people that worked with the government to design the concept are not participating on a letter that was to Donald Berwick, who is the administrator of Center for Medicare and Sciences, and I have it here, dated May 12, 2011. And after the first 10 jumped the boat. On May 11th, which interestingly is the day earlier, the entire American Medical Group Association, Mayo Clinics, Cleveland Clinics, the very biggest groups in the country who would be best structured without hiring new people or doing anything else to fulfill the law, have indicated 93% of their membership says no way are we participating.
Well,
so there's without these two people, there's nothing there.
Okay, well, that's the good news. But what do we tell, a major part of the body is saying no.
The very nucleus of the organization that they use to design the law has said what the law has become after the sausage-making Congress is unworkable, period. They will not financially go at risk or participate in the way it is. Yet the law as written is going to force us in Reading to create an accountable care organization.
What do we do then, and what would you say to those people in the interim, since this has come out? So many insurance companies have changed. People are not being accepted or dropped. People are fleeing. You know, there's a fear factor. And there are some changes that in the last year have been pretty incredible. What's next for those?
Well, I think what you've sensed so far is that the insurance companies are seeing some of the early legislation, and there's some reasons that are good, keeping your children on your insurance policy, even if they're full-time students up to age 26, is one of the pieces. Well, that obviously increased the responsibility pool for the insurance companies. They're not. How do you actuarially know that? So they raised rates partially. There's also no denying people for pre-existing illnesses. As that folds into the thing, that really changes the ability. Insurance then isn't insurance. It just becomes a financing mechanism, and then it's everybody's best guess as to what health care is going to cost. Now, people may take exception to that, but the truth is when you go out and insure things, you look at your houses locally, and I'm sure those that are near a fire hydrant, they ask you how close are you to a fire hydrant? That affects your cost of your fire insurance. There are reasons for that.
Well, they look at your past records.
And past records.
It has to do on your driving record.
Sure. And so,
but still, it's driving. The whole uncertainty about this is being driven straight through the roof. And people are still being dropped from health insurance.
Obamacare is going to end the private medical insurance as we know it. I think these are companies that are going to try to get in their last licks before they become nationalized like GM or something. I'm not sure where they go, but the truth is, if you read this law, they're going to have a single national health care insurance financing system, and the accountable care organizations are probably the nucleus of that. The problem is they're also suspect at this point.
You know, we keep looking at these, and they keep pointing how Europe is working. Well, look at Europe right now. You've got countries in riots, and you've got countries failing because of their social services and how much money it costs, and they've had to cut back on it, and what happens? You have riots. I mean, why can't we just look at what's going over there and say there's got to be we can't do it like that. We've got to have a different way of doing this.
Well, Americans aren't dumb, but they do need to become educated, because unless we choose to educate ourselves, we'll get the government and the system we deserve.
Let's just end this segment on that one, and okay. It's true. Yeah. This is Carl Lindabott, our guest Dr. Doug McConnell, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, what are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, we won't back down. It's Carl on the bot. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, who heads up the cardiac unit. He's a director of the cardiac unit at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's 8:55 in the morning. And, okay, we've talked about the main pillar of Obamacare is crumbling because the health care, the majority of the health care institutions that would be the ones that make this work have opted out.
Correct. Here's something else, too,
is that we know that the AMA just had a big meeting, and they are systematically taking off their board anybody that disagrees.
Oh, that I had not heard about.
We can personally tell you about that once I get some permission from an inside.
Yeah, okay. But that, they are eliminating from their board anybody that is not going right down the
Yep.
Now that information would be very interesting to get because that would, and I'm not. I could see that happening. That's tragic.
And it is.
But actually, very few physicians belong to the AMA.
That's true. But everybody now, thinks everybody belongs to the AMA.
Correct. And
that's
been
the problem.
They've been soliciting membership, and I wrote them sort of a letter back. I said, the day you guys actually look out for the – well, that's a long story.
It's like the AARP that writes me. I go, excuse me, after what you did in the last time that you all stood up? No, I'm never going to give any money to AARP.
Well, I try to think independently, and I'd really like to eventually get that information if Linda has it, because that's very telling.
I have to get permission.
I understand.
With an immediate source of a situation that happened. But, again, I'd be glad to share that information with you and with our listeners, because that's just a travesty. It's almost like, okay, I hate to equate that, but it's kind of the shocking news that we heard from an elected representative that has been sitting in a seat for years that would say, I hope the Tea Party goes to hell, and I'm going to help them get there.
Oh.
From Maxine Waters.
Oh.
That was just, it doesn't matter. It's an elective. There's a place I think that our elected officials should be held to a different level of, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong that way.
No. No, you're
but,
not. No, no.
But
I,
Doug,
I think they're right. Those are citizens she's talking about.
Yes, and you're working you've worked very hard. You have a binder in front of you. You have so much information with, stuff that you've gone in and done such a study.
Well, I like to be. I have to appear smart to people. You know, when I'm going to stop their heart and restart it, they at least want to. But when it comes down to my life, and I've got five kids, and you know, three grandkids, and
yeah,
and I got a lot of responsibilities. So self-education is where it's going to be. You can't rely on the media. We know that, and we have a great tool, the internet. All these things are public documents now with the government. But you have to go search for them. You have to know where they are.
And you know, one of the things you said during the break, we only got 2 minutes left, is you know, we're not teaching economics. We're not teaching. You know, the result of actions. And because of this, people are accepting things the government says and not realizing is that, hey, there's another way of doing this.
No, right. As I stated, the economics is poorly done, if at all, in any high school. And you basically begin to not – you graduate without really understanding what free market forces, capitalism, are all about. And it's nice in a paternalistic way to sort of take the simplistic model that there'll be the system or people out there that'll make sure everything will be successful. It's like living in your parents' household. But you pay a price. And I think that it's a setup for the politicians if the citizenry isn't really educated on the facts and on basic economics. And they'll follow the Pied Piper wherever he leads them.
Well, you know, it's funny. You can live with your parents. But there's rules. You know, I mean, you've got to do these certain things. Well, if you're going to depend on the government for everything, there's rules. And you've got to follow what their rules are instead of living free.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no free lunch, even at home, huh?
Our guest has been Dr. Doug McConnell, and this is, I don't know how many times you've visited us, joined us on the show. We're always happy to
hear. I enjoy it every time.
Because I like to hear from a different side, from a different point of view, from a medical side about, hey, this is going to have a huge impact on us people, and it's not just the doctors. We're talking about our patients whom we care about.
In-depth medical moment. Thank you so much.